Listen to RTR FM 92.1. The time is 7:44 and 10, 11, 12 seconds.
What were you just listening to?
That was Mr. Manage and the Suicide Fund, recorded just before the G8 Summit a few months ago. I love that track. I like the intro to it. And yeah, very cool hip hop, very underground hip hop London outfit. So what's next, Brian?
Well, as we heard on last week's show, they started to log down in Palmer on Monday. For some reason, which we're still scratching our heads about, they didn't work on Wednesday or Thursday or Friday, but they started work again on Monday, we understand. Mm-hmm. I guess going in chronological order, there was a meeting, an action on Friday outside Judy Edwards's office in town, tripod set up. As a result of that action, I think there was about 30 people there. Good turnout. Not sure what the media coverage was, but...
I didn't see.
No. as a result of the action, there was a meeting with Judy and some of her advisors. I think it was on Friday, but they've also got a follow-up meeting that happened today. Now, I haven't sort of heard complete feedback from the meeting today, but I understand that it wasn't just talking about Palmer. They were talking about fauna habitat zones in general and the sort of implementation of the forest management plan. I guess there's a sense that Palmer, it's going to be hard to stop them logging now that they actually have started the logging process. And there was sort of meeting down at the Palmer Forest Camp on Saturday with crew down there, a bit of a strategy meeting to sort of decide where to next. And what they talked about was sort of broadening the campaign to not just on the ground stuff, but I guess looking at the people who profit from the logging that's happening, Simcoa, Gunns, the mills around there, and putting pressure on them as well as sort of the government institutions, and I guess is a quongo, I guess you'd call the Forest Products Commission.
What is a quongo?
Quasi-autonomous government organisation.
Okay.
The only thing I remembered from my political studies.
I just like to come up with funny names for FPC, but we won't go there on the radio.
It's the Forest Protection Crew.
Of course, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
One thing about Palmer is that, as I was saying before we went to air tonight, was that because activists put a spotlight on it, because people are there on the ground, because people are having a whinge, having a go at the government, writing letters, ringing them up, putting protests on, and making a noise, it's delayed it. It's slowed it down, and it's put the onus back onto the Forest Protection, the Forest Products Commission, to behave in a well-behaved manner.
Well, not as well as we'd like. This is, I guess, the actual practices on the ground are certainly different to what they've set out in the Forest Management Plan and the Palmer logging guidelines that they've laid out. Basically, what I saw down on the ground was pretty slack work. I saw habitat trees that have been marked, which have been knocked over in the process of logging. I saw trees that were split in three on the ground. To be pulled out, three times instead of one. There's a visual management something, which they have to, on roads, they have to sort of maintain a certain sort of visual prettiness for the forest.
Screening, so you can't see that the forests are gone.
Yes, but you drive down sort of Norm Road, Glen Road, past the Palmer block, and you can see the everything on the ground. Now, of course, I mean, you go down there now, and what you're seeing is sort of a few trees being knocked over, and it doesn't look that pretty, but it's going to be when the rain stops, that when they're going to be starting to pull the logs out, that most of the damage is going to be done, that the understory and sort of a lot of the smaller trees are going to be knocked down in the process of pulling it out. I guess another point which I guess has come out in some of the sort of email discussions that have been happening between some of the forest crew and Judy Edwards' advisors, Ross Field, about this salinity issue. And it seems like the Forest Products Commission and Judy Edwards' office have this sort of strange notion that there's going to be no salinity issues if a forest can be regenerated to natural condition. Now, you look at Palmer and you see 50 years ago sections of it were logged. You go in there, there's no canopy. It's not native conditions at all. And it's sort of these strange, gilted kind of definitions that the Forest Products Commission and Judy have that cause a problem. Yes.
Yeah, and so you would take the next step, and that once the forest becomes degraded, well then you can just go and mine it.
Yes, exactly.
As we saw down
it's
at
Ludlow. Very convenient. Yes. I think there's a meeting on Thursday, Palmer strategy meeting. I think also there is an action on Friday, but I'll put up details about that.
Yeah, there's a story currently in the Newswire of Perth.indymedia.org to find out more. I think, though, what my point was before is that because there's a spotlight on it, because activists like yourself and others who've, you know, like Jeremy, who was arrested for his stand, and others who take it to the next level, if people just shut up and sat back in the background and were apathetic about this and just said, oh, the government know what they're doing, then nothing would be done and things would just get mowed down as if they were somebody's front lawn. So, but this is not the case when activists on the ground. And a case in point here is Rosa Parks, who died last week, Rosa Parks being the black woman that sat down on a bus in the wrong part of the bus back in the 60s and caused basically a revolution in the civil rights movement. So all these people are related in some way or another, and I think it's beautiful what the Palmer mob are doing. And yeah, a few trees are gone, but the fight is only just starting.
Yeah, there will be other Darra blocks in the area which will be logged, you know, probably within a year. Helms and Arcadia as well. Just sort of on a related story, there was a push by the forestry industry to formalise their operations as world best practice under Australian Forestry Standard. Now, a group of Australian Conservation Foundation, Greenpeace, Wilderness Society and Friends of the Earth have come out and said that they do not endorse or support the forestry standard or the processes used to develop it. Basically, in the sort of formalisation of the forestry standards, there needs to be some kind of environmental sort of input from environmental groups, which hasn't happened. So basically, the practices of the forest industry are going to be, you know, supposedly labelled a world's best practice, and I guess what we see on the ground and what sort of environmental groups have sort of been talking about for so long is that actually on the ground those practices are shoddy as it's dodgy. One last sort of forest point while I'm on it. Coming up this month, the Guns 20 and some of their crew are coming into town having a little, what do they call them, the Treedom Fighters Tour. get it? Treedom? Yes. Uh-huh. They're touring all over the state to raise funds for their defence. They will be travelling down south. But they'll first be in Frio, that's on the 24th of November, and heading through to Bunbury, Margaret River, Bridgetown, Denmark, and in Perth on December the 13th. There is a really awesome website you can go to find out more. It's treedomfighters.org.au.